CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunt.
I suppose we better get right up.
Sure. I'm going to get an early start
driving back from London this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate to leave Kenway Castle. Seems like a dream that we've been here a whole week.
Yeah.
Oh, what fun it would be to live in a castle all the time, don't you think?
No.
Oh, I'd love it. All these historical things.
Look, I've had about my fill of historical things, boy.
Honey, roll over on your back and look straight up.
Oh, why?
Think of it. We're looking up at the same velvet draperies and brocaded canopy that Queen Elizabeth looked up at when she woke up in this same bed in 1588 or something.
Yeah.
Isn't it strange?
How do you know she looked up at him? Maybe Queen Elizabeth slept on her stomach and was one of these people who woke up and just leaped out of bed,
huh? Spoiler. Good heavens, get up. It's nearly 10 o'clock. Why, we've never slept so late. Come on, get up.
Yeah, I will.
Lady Kenway asked me about 3 times when we were leaving, and I said definitely by 10. I think they must be going somewhere or something, but she was too polite to say so.
Hey, by the way, you forgot something, didn't you?
What?
Look, we've been here a whole week, and you haven't given Lady Kenway that jar of watermelon pickles.
Oh, don't be silly.
Look, you carted them all the way to England. You couldn't wait to stop in and see Mrs. Blake's poor old parents and bring them a little present of homemade watermelon.
I didn't know they were Lord and Lady Kenway lived in a luxurious castle. And don't you dare mention them. I'd be so embarrassed. Good heavens.
Huh?
Come here. Look out the window.
Why? What's the matter?
Oh, no wonder the Kenways were anxious for us to leave. They've been expecting other guests, a whole bunch of them. And they've arrived. Oh, get up, get dressed, and let's get past.
School bells will soon be ringing again, and CBS Radio offers these suggestions for making this your child's best school year ever. Be sure to send him off with a hearty breakfast every morning. He'll need the energy. Rehearse him in crossing streets safely going to and from school. Keep up his spirits and the quality of his schoolwork by taking an active interest in his studies and progress. When mother and dad are interested, youngsters do better work. Active parents keep schools and teaching standards at a high level. And here's a thought to make studies simpler. Does your child have trouble with arithmetic? One of the basic Milton Bradley teaching aids, understanding numbers can help him and give him lots of fun at the same time. Like all Milton Bradley fun and learning teaching aids, understanding numbers is stimulating, educator approved, and grade identified. Give your child a bright start in school. Shop for Milton Bradley teaching aids at fine stores everywhere. For fun and learning, Milton Bradley teaching aids.
Yes, who is this?
It's me. Aren't you two up yet?
Yes, come on in, Annette. We're up and dressed and packing.
Oh, goodness. I thought I'd better come and wake you up. Betsy and I were up early, went down, had breakfast with Lord and Lady Kenway about 7:30.
Oh, good heavens, were they up that early?
Well, you said you wanted to get an early start for London.
I know.
We both overslept.
Who are the guests who arrived, Aunt Effie, do you know?
Guests? Yeah, no, I haven't seen the other guests.
I looked out the window about 15 minutes ago and saw a whole bunch of people arriving in the courtyard.
Well, Betsy and I came back up and we've been passing.
Oh,
my goodness. I'll bet that's why the Kenways acted sort of funny at breakfast.
What do you mean?
Wondering if they should send Marlowe up to wake you, and I said, no, I guess it didn't matter, just so we get to London sometime today.
They probably want our bedrooms for the other guests.
Hey, for Pete says this castle's got 367 rooms.
Well, they aren't all bedrooms, and they don't use the whole castle. I saw at least 20 people arriving here.
It seems funny 20 people would arrive at 10 o'clock on a Tuesday morning.
What do you mean?
I mean, don't people usually have parties like that on weekends?
Yes, at the Kenways. Are the nobility.
High society.
Yes, dear.
Effie's right. All you have to do is read the social column. These wealthy people are always visiting each other, you know. Playing tennis, riding to the hounds, or going off on yachts.
Yeah, I guess so. By the way, where's Betsy?
She went down to Stables again. swore another ride on that Shetland pony before we left.
Oh, well, our daughter's getting in the swing of high society. Riding to the hounds, huh?
Come on, finish your packing and let's get going before we embarrass the Kenways any further.
Now, look, I cannot go until I have a talk with Lord Kenway.
Now, dear, this is neither the time nor the place to talk business.
Now, just look here. To begin with, it was your idea when it turned out we were going to meet some people who lived in a castle.
He's right. This was a social visit.
I don't care. Now, look, Lord Kenway must have dozens of suits of armor in his castle. He doesn't need them all.
No,
since I was commissioned, amongst other things, to find an authentic suit of armor for some client in Texas, the least I can do is ask. They're all in museums. It's my only chance. You said so yourself.
I know, dear, but I'm thinking it over. I think it's bad taste to bring up anything that involves money with people like this. The Kenways don't need it.
The point is,
you wouldn't walk in anyone else's house and point to a chair, for example, that was a family heirloom, and say, "Oh, that's what I've been looking for. May I buy it?"
You just wouldn't do that, dear.
Huh?
What's the matter?
Good heavens! Look out the window. What? Well, there are people all over the place.
Hundreds
of them.
Well, look. Oh, here comes another group along the battlement, right under our window.
Standing on the east ramparts of Kenway Castle, directly opposite the main towers, and where in 1420 the third Earl of Kenway...
I'll tell you what he's doing.
He's guiding a bunch of tourists around the castle.
Tourists?
Yeah, sure. But, Peter, don't you see?
No, I don't know.
Mrs. Blake back home said her parents were hard up? That's why you thought it would be nice to stop in and see them, remember?
Well, certainly
they are hard up. That's why they wanted us to get going. They didn't want us to know they opened up Kenway Castle to the public at certain times.
They're taking money from tourists.
How can anybody live in a castle and need money?
Why, that is ridiculous.
Finish your packing, then we'll say goodbye to Lord and Lady Kenway and bring the watermelon pickles.
I must confess we didn't want you to know, or rather we didn't want Jane to know. Living in America, our daughter does so worry about us.
Well, we won't tell her, Lady Kenway.
Oh, no, Cynthia. The truth is, you don't want Jane to know. I have to face it, you know, the world's not what it used to be. The cost of living nowadays is frightful. Why, just having the lawn mowed. You know how it is, Mr. Piper.
Oh, you're telling me. Why, even back home, the days are gone when a kid was mowing the lawn for 25 cents. Now they want $1 an hour.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah, they have the same problem.
Yeah.
16 gardeners it takes to keep this place looking fit, and the taxes alone.
Taxes? Don't talk to me about taxes.
It'd be appalling.
Yeah.
You wonder what they spend the money for. Then there's just the general upkeep alone on a place. There's always something that needs repairs.
Oh, boy, I'll say the garage needs painting, or the drain pipes clog up, or suddenly you got termites.
Termites? Yes, well, that's one problem I don't have. They don't eat stone.
Well, they will.
There's always something, though. Now the drawbridge needs new chains, the west tower is crumbling, the courtyard needs new stone, the moat has to be cleaned out, tourists are constantly throwing in gum wrappers.
And of course, it'll be so hard to get with so many rooms, just the dusting alone, and nobody wants to live in anymore, or if you can get them, they can't do things properly.
Well, that's true in America, too. They just don't really get into the corners, if you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean, Miss Orenson. Well, Jane wants us to give it up and take a flat in London.
No, won't even talk about it. The Kenways have been here since the 14th century, and I think you Americans will know what I mean, sir, when I say it's home, sweet home.
Oh, yes.
Truth is, I get rather a kick, as you say, out of taking the tourists around.
Yes, I heard you having a bit of fun, as you say, with them.
Oh, really, Robert? What do you do now? He never tells the tourists who he is, you know, and someone is always saying, "And what do Lord and Lady Kenway look like?" And Robert gives them the most frightful description.
Yeah. I think we'd better find Betsy and then be leaving.
Not before I have a private talk with Lord Kenway, if I might say.
Well, certainly, you can go right in there.
No, fine.
Lady Kenway, this might sound like a silly question. Your daughter said you did, but I just feel... do you like pickles?
Oh, I simply adore pickles of all kinds. May I ask why?
Well, here you are, just a little something from America.
Oh. Some homemade watermelon pickles.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. It's new.
It's special.
What's this? Continental 6-month flare wrap in a new special size?
Yes. Now, for the first time, you can get the new special size 6-month floor wax for just about half the price of the regular can. That's right. The very same Wonder Wax that's guaranteed not to walk away, wash away, wear away for 6 full months is now available for the amazing low price of only 79 cents. Imagine, with new special size 6-month floor wax, you can end weekly waxing drudgery and save money, too. Yes, wax just once with 6-month floor wax, and the same normal care that keeps your floors clean now keeps them gleaming bright, scuff-resistant for 6 full months or your money back. So why be a slave to your floors? Relax. Don't wax. Look for 6-month floor wax in the new half-price special size today. Only 79 cents everywhere. Get Continental 6-month floor wax now.
Come on, get in the car.
Quite a drive to London, you know.
Simply can't thank you enough, Lady Kenway.
Betty,
just get in the back seat with us.
Yeah, honey,
do give our love to Jane when you get back to America.
Oh, we certainly will.
Yeah. Go with you being the home of our birds.
Oh, yes, we will.
But we won't be home for a while yet, you realize. We'll be leaving for Paris tomorrow and then on to Italy and then home. Lord Kenway, you won't forget, will you, sir, about that?
Forget that, it's a deal.
Well, I can't thank you enough. And our man at the London office will get in touch with you to arrange the details of shipping the armor over, and he'll handle the packing, too.
Okay, come on, guess we're off at last. Oh, and I do want to thank you for everything, Lord Kenway and Lady Kenway. I tell you, visiting you at Kenway Castle has been something I shall never forget. Now, let's see, which way do I go?
Around the courtyard, over the drawbridge, through the main gate, and follow the road.
Good heavens, look at the crowd of tourists lined up on either side.
I do hope you don't mind. I mentioned to my last group of tourists that Lord and Lady Kenway had been entertaining the Duke and Duchess of Buckingham and family, who would be leaving shortly. Oh, I do hope you don't mind. No, the tourists don't know the difference, you know, and it gives them quite a thrill. And, of course, it's awfully good for business.
Oh, Robert, Lord Kenway is cute, isn't he? All these tourists thinking with the Duke and Duchess and Buckingham and family.
Just bow and smile, dear. Bow and smile as we drive through.
You do. I don't think anything else we do on the whole trip's going to top this visit to Kenway Castle.
Good morning. Did you hear that? Somebody just yelled, "Hiya, Duchess."
Yes, the
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton, Pat Baxter, and Melville Cooper, and is produced by Walter Hart.
This was an original old radio broadcast, presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Aloha, thank you.